The Aero Card is a wheelbarrow, trailer mover, rock and plant mover, a dolly, bag holder, and more. Its turbo lift technology makes 200 pounds feel like 17. Move it all, lift it all, do it all by yourself. It's works season. Find the Works Aero Card in the garden section at your local Home Depot.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
His breath stinks, though. He's got like the stink of his breath of anybody
just
who works here.
Your
yeah,
somebody needs to tell him. Because I'll tell him. If nobody else is, I'll just go, you know what, man, this is awkward. But your breath stinks.
I try to avoid him.
And everybody here.
The mics are on.
What?
The mics are on.
Life can be so sweet.
Yeah, I know. We'll do it till the day we die.
I know.
You street. I used to.
I go right now and apologize. I will clear my throat 800 times.
Oh,
I cannot get rid of this.
Oh, I can't either.
Are you serious? Yours too?
Oh, yeah.
What in the heck?
It's all mine's all allergic.
Temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it.
You got that right, Jack.
Oh, man. It just all of a sudden, I'm doing fine. And then all of a sudden, it's just like.
You know what? I had the same thing. I had like 2 days where it's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Go get some. Locally sourced honey.
I did that.
Oh,
you did that?
Yeah.
I don't like honey.
Hold on, you don't like honey?
No. What?
Well, wait. Wait a second.
What is to not like about
I have
honey?
Never. That's exactly like somebody saying, I can't stand the taste of sugar.
Yes.
Honey, you got some bitter honey, because I've tasted some bitter honey. We got to get you some good honey. I got to get you some honey from the smoke.
Yeah, I don't know how you smoke out the. What didn't you like it? Was it too sweet for you?
No, I just didn't.
Was it dark?
Just the taste. No, it wasn't dark.
You like pancake syrup?
Yeah, it was kind of thick.
Well, that's kind of.
It's kind of close
sugar,
to the same
sugar-fied
thing.
A little bit. Yeah, such a word, sugarized.
The texture, you don't like the.
No, I just didn't like the taste. I just didn't like the taste of it.
I like
honey, nuts, and oats and all that stuff because that's a sweet taste. But
I've tasted honey. He had the wrong honey. I've tasted honey that's bitter. It's kind of. I know what he's talking about. Well, we got to get you some really good honey. We'll change your mind about honey.
Okay.
We will.
Because within the last week, I felt some allergy symptoms coming on, and I just poured a big mouthful and swallowed it, and it seemed to keep them at bay.
Really?
At least for a couple days.
And it's a good excuse to do something you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just pour honey straight in your mouth.
Big glob of honey. Yeah. Well, good afternoon, everybody. And other than the... throat clearing issue. It's everything is wonderful. Good to be with you. Can you even believe it is the second day of May? Now, yesterday was May Day. That's what they call it. You used to not be able to say that on the air because it was a distress call. I remember years ago, Johnny Carson was trying to tell a story about a May Day festival, and he couldn't say May Day. No, I'm serious.
I know.
Because the FCC, if you said May Day, that's a distress call, and they don't want it being diluted, so that if somebody actually did say May Day, they go, oh, they're talking about May 1st.
Yeah.
And now we can say it. Things change. I don't know what changed, but I remember when I was... where is that a big deal, May Day? Where is their May Day festival? Who does that? Who celebrates?
I don't know.
When I was a kid in the grade school, we had to do the maypole thing. Are you familiar with this? The maypole.
I think so. Isn't it like a bunch of ribbons on the pole and you like dance around it?
You dance around it and then you do-si-do and kind of square dance and weaving in and out in a circle. And the end result is you make it like a checkered pattern. I don't know how to describe
it. I went over on the east side and watched them dance around the pole.
No, that's different. That's another pole dancing.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid, there's certain things that you have to do at PE or on break, and the teacher gets Mrs. McDougal and says, "All right, we're gonna." Now, by the way, this was the music teacher,
Mrs. McDougal. That sounds like something off of Leave It to Beaver old shows.
She was very heavy, and she was our grade school music teacher. And when she would sit at the piano, she would sit. Playing, but her legs were swung over facing you apart. And she wore those nylons that were just kind of pulled up above her knee. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you could see her ugly, bare, fat legs.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the one who said, when she'd catch you not singing, she'd stop playing the piano and she'd say, "Hey, you're not singing. You sing or I'll cut the blood out of you." And she had a big, she had a cane stick, like a bamboo stick. And I'm not kidding.
Oh.
If you didn't sing, you're just moving your mouth, acting like you're singing. She'd get up from the piano, come over with that stick, and just with that cane pole and put a big red mark on your leg. Now you sing. This is music class. It's not sleeping class. I'll cut the blood out of you.
Yeah, they can't do that anymore.
And then she'd go back to piano and start playing our theme song for our county in Tennessee, Hardin County. Hardin County is so very grand, corn and cotton, growing all the land, timbered fields and fertile soil. Farmers not afraid of toil. Hardin County is so grand. And then, you know, we'd have to sing that, and she'd play it. And then she did all that Stephen Foster Southern stuff, Swanee River.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the stuff we sang. And then we'd do, and you can't do this anymore, you know, "Oh, darkies, how my heart grows weary."
Yeah.
You can't, yes. You can't sing darkie music anymore.
Yeah.
But that's what we sang. And that's, it was always those, "By the light of the silvery moon," you know.
Oh, by the light, by the light,
light,
by the light
of the silvery moon.
Of the silvery moon.
Oh, man. It was horrible. It was horrible. And I hated looking at her, because you ever see somebody, they just look like they smell bad?
I
mean, if you're 50 feet away, you still know. You can almost still smell them.
Yeah.
When she would play, her big wing flap underarm fat would fly.
Oh, yeah. It's like a sail in the wind.
Like a bat wings or something. She had huge arms, and she just pounded the piano. I mean, I can't believe that the piano stool didn't collapse under her. We all were hoping that that would happen so we could laugh. And then I had a... As long as we're talking about this, it's kind of fun. I had a fifth grade teacher, and I don't want to mention her name. I'm sure McDougal is dead. I will. Her name was Mrs. Shands, like Shands. And her grandbaby died.
Oh.
So she was out for a couple of days, and when she came back, now we're fifth graders, okay? We don't need to deal psychologically with this stuff. She comes back, and she says, "Well, I'm sorry, class. I had to be out for a couple of days. My grandbaby died." And she breaks down crying.
Oh, man.
And then she goes over and gets a shoebox and starts showing us how little the casket was.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. It was horrible. And she says, "He was so tiny here." And she goes to the other end of the class, and she brings a shoebox or some box over. She goes, "It was no bigger than this. His little body was in there." And we just... You're fifth grader.
You're like 10 or 11 in
It's traumatizing.
Grade, yeah.
Yeah. We don't know what to do. "Are you okay, Mrs. Shands? What do you do?" And she did that for like a month.
Wow.
Every day she'd be okay, and then something would trigger it. And I get it. She lost her grandbaby. It's horrible.
But she was,
she was losing it. Yeah, she was losing it. That's exactly right.
Man.
And then Mr. Clark, my health teacher, who... I told you I had a private after-school meeting with him, personal.
Uh-oh.
It was personal, that I needed to learn how to gain weight. And I wanted to hit 100 pounds. Well, good. I got an update. I hit it.
Yeah. And then
a couple of times, two and a half times. I said, "Mr. Clark, I think every boy in this class has hit 100 pounds, and I can't get out of the 90s. And I want to weigh 100. There's something manly about weighing. What do you weigh, 100? It's like being 6 feet tall." And he's the guy who said, "Well, son, you go home and every night... You drink a couple of milkshakes and eat a couple of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and you'll weigh 100 pounds. And man, I couldn't wait to get, and it didn't work. I was still skinny.
It was time released.
It was time released. I didn't realize I bought the time release version of the chocolate. And then years later, it all kicked in. So it's not May Day. It's the day after. It's post May Day. It's May 2nd. Or to me, just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And I know there are a handful of people who hate that. That's why we do it. That's why we do it. Same reason we play Pumpkinhead. Yeah, I know. We know. Same reason we play Pumpkinhead Harvey. Those same people.
Peon hates that.
He hates that, too. And he even has a child. Yeah. How can a guy with a little child hate Pumpkinhead? Wait till Archie likes Pumpkinhead Harvey, and he will.
No, I won't.
And he says, Daddy, are you going to play Pumpkinhead Harvey?
Shut up, Junior.
We'll make sure he knows it.
Piece of pumpkin pie.
Oh, man. Let me do, let's see. Does anybody have anything to say? We can do that.
We were talking about, I do, I guess, yeah.
Okay, Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, you're talking about teachers. My sixth grade teacher was really, really strange, and I think I've mentioned him before, Mr. Pettibone at Coldwater School.
Before you say anything else, I'm not kidding. I got this email. Frank, I'm so glad Dan mentioned that teacher. Remember when you talked about Mr. Nagels?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. Get this email. I'm glad Dan mentioned that teacher. I also had that teacher, and I learned a lot. Not only about biology, but also how Mr. Nagels, teaching as a blind person, made it look effortless. I must have had him after Dan did, because I don't recall any issues like Dan mentioned. In fact, for the first few minutes of class on the first day, we knew something was different, but we didn't know he was blind.
Wow.
And then she says, I hope my friends are listening. We're listening when you talked about it. No one has believed me when the topic comes up. And that's from Lisa. So Lisa also had your teacher who was blind.
Oh, wow. That was different for sure.
Now, what were you going to say about this other?
But Mr. Pettibone, my sixth grade teacher, he was.
That is a horrible name.
Oh, and he looked. I don't know what he looked like, but he looked like a cartoon character. And he just had absolutely no control of the class.
But that sounds like the name that somebody like Seth MacFarlane would give a cartoon teacher, Mr. Pettibone.
Oh, yes, exactly. And that's what it was like. It was like a scene out of Family
Guy. What if he's listening and crying right now because we're making fun of him?
Oh, I'm sure he's dead.
Okay, well, let's
hope so. I would think so.
I don't mean that in a bad way. Let's hope so, so that he's
not here. So he didn't have to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear him making fun of him.
And you know what? I don't know, because he seemed so much older than maybe what he was. But
all people did.
Yeah.
Every teacher you had who was in their upper 30s, to us they were like 60.
They
were 40. Get the casket ready. Sorry, cremation. Get the crematory ready. That's for Joe Calmer.
And we would do, everybody would do something in the class. They put tacks on his chair. They did other things. And we would catch him picking his nose all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
He was constantly, if anybody was working, we were working and doing something, you'd look up and you'd go, look, is there anybody?
He's
over there. Oh, yeah, he's like two or three knuckles deep in. And
meant something. Do you think teachers realize there are students like us who are studying everything they do and analyzing?
They're probably some that just don't care. They're so irritated probably by most of the students anyway.
So what did Pettibone teach?
It was just sixth grade. We just had one class. We didn't move around or anything, so it was everything. But one day we came in, and there was another teacher in there, and Mr. Pettibone was gone. So I know. And we all we had heard was that Mr. Pettibone was sent to the home for mentally disturbed people.
Ooh,
and you guys cracked him.
And that's what we had heard.
Drove him crazy.
Because you know how rumors fly around school, but we thought, you know what, that could be true, because he didn't seem like he was all there and right. So that was a little strange.
We had some knuckleheads in high school that one of the classes was taught by a priest and ended up driving him from the priesthood, just drove him nuts, and he just
really
couldn't take it anymore and just left the priesthood. Yeah.
Wow.
I told you I drove a bus driver insane. I rode a school bus, and one day my parents are summoned to the principal's office, and the principal told them, he called them and said that we need to meet with you and bring your son, bring him too. And we go in the principal's office, and there's the principal, Mr. Beckham, Morris Beckham, and my school bus driver is in the principal's, and I thought, okay, this is just not good. School bus drivers don't go to the principal's office. And the principal, he was a really great guy, Beckham, and he said, no, your son's a good boy. He talks too much, but he's a good boy. And the talking too much is the reason we're here. This is Mr. Foster. Mr. Foster was the bus driver. And Mr. Foster has come to me to tell me that if we don't put your son on another bus, he's quitting. And he will not drive.
No, he did.
And he looked at my parents and he said, I know he's your boy and I'm sure you're proud of him, but this kid won't shut up and he's driving me insane. And I don't want him on my bus. So I had to get on a different bus.
Oh, man.
I'll never forget it.
You talk about the ultimate. That's great. Oh, man.
That's pressure. That's pressure. Remove him or I quit.
Yes.
There's a little bitty town. They didn't have any other backup bus drivers, I'm sure. Boy, you know, this is so much fun to talk about because the school bus, to this day, they don't have seat belts.
No,
that blows my mind.
But here's the deal. They wouldn't wear them.
No.
How are you going to enforce that? How many kids are on a school bus? 30, 40? You're going to walk up and down the aisle like a flight attendant and make sure everybody's belt is on? They're not going to wear them.
No, it would take forever.
As soon as you go up and start to drive the bus, they'll unbuckle those things.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do it. Yeah. But I see the school buses today, and honest to goodness, except for the fact that they're a little sleeker and the headlights are nicer and the lights are LED, it's pretty much the same, but the old
bench seat, they don't even have bus seats,
No, and
real
that old antiquated stop thing that flaps out, comes out of the side on an arm that says stop.
They did put one thing on that thing on the front bumper that comes out, that arm that comes out so a kid cannot walk in front of the bus, directly in front of the bus.
That's
now.
A good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I have one more thing. My mom calls today, and she's talking to me about some things that she read and she heard from other people. So this is one of the things that she told me. Do you know what the Buffalo mother told her son when he grew up and decided to leave the range?
I think I know it.
What the Buffalo mother told her son, her little son Buffalo, when he wanted to leave the range. Hang on.
Yeah. Peon knows it.
I don't know.
You do. Bison.
Bison.
Yeah.
Bison.
Are you kidding me? Is that it?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes.
Bison. Okay, it's funny.
But my mom, when she calls and tells me this stuff, she's laughing hysterically.
Bison. The more you say, the funnier it gets.
I know.
That's kind of funny.
That was about it. That was all I had.
Peon, you have anything?
I do. I have a couple quick things.
Well, let's break. We'll do what you think. Well, we got a heavy schedule of advertisers, so we'll come back and we'll take your contributions. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. Stay tuned, because if I know Peon, he's going to have a story. So stick around. 43 years and counting. It's now 43 years and, I don't know, 3 months or something that I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Got a nice email the other day, and I meant to, I don't know what I did with it. I printed it out and I deleted it. I keep it. Just another, like so many others, from somebody who said, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. I've been hearing you talk about this place for years and years and years. Petrified. And then went to Ballast Dental Care and essentially said, wow, the fear's over. Those days are over. I finally found a dentist. My son is going in, I believe, next week, or I think this coming week, for Invisalign, because That's another thing that happened years ago where adults started wearing braces. Remember that?
Sure.
And you used to only see kids with braces. And now they're not braces anymore. They used to be like a torture contraption, like some kind of punishment. Okay, we'll teach him. We'll put these barbed wire sharp bracket things on his mouth. He won't talk for 2 years.
Then once a month we tighten him down.
Just when he's getting comfortable, we'll show him.
Yeah. Oh, that was the worst after you go for a tightening.
Well, I never wore them, but Invisalign, there's a reason it's called Invisalign. You'll notice them. They're much more comfortable. And so Dr. Haynes, I believe, is in charge of that at Ballast Dental Care. Now, why would my son, who lives in Osage Beach, not go to Jeff City or Columbia? Because his entire life he's gone to Ballast Dental Care. And actually, I think he probably can't even imagine there's anywhere else that would come close. And he's probably right. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Make an appointment. Don't be afraid. You'll love this place. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Jim Weiland.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, we've got a couple of accidents to talk about. One is on the ramp. It's actually westbound 255 at Telegraph. It's actually blocking the northbound lane of Telegraph. It's right in the intersection there. Now, if you're on that ramp, they're letting you get through, but the right lane is blocked. And then we've got another accident. It's on southbound Highway 141. Near Briarhurst, it's just before Big Bend. It looks like we're getting a pretty good backup there. Southbound 270 already running slow from Olive down to the Clayton Road overpass. And we're a little heavy now on westbound 40 from Hampton out through McCausland. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey. I am so excited to be part of the Big 550 KTRS Sports Department. Listen to Jim Huer and I weeknights at 6:30. It's going to be a blast.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show on KTRS.
If your basement's always wet and damp, your foundation is cracked too. Call Woods Basement Systems. We'll fix that basement for you.
If you have a wet basement, foundation, or crawl space problem, you are not alone. Woods Basement Systems has repaired problems like these for 30 years. We raise sunken patios. We straighten bowing basement walls. We seal inefficient dirt crawl spaces and stop leaking basements. We remodel and finish basements too. Call 866-581-1081 for your free estimate today. That's 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
You're one of the many people in the area who've tried to refinance your home lately. You know what I'm about to say. It was, in all probability, a real hassle. So many middlemen, forms to fill out, time involved, and those unforeseen added expenses. Well, did you know there's a much easier, simpler way. You'll be doing business with an honest, reputable St. Louis firm that can assure you of the best possible deal. Stewart's American Mortgage. You see, at Stewart's American Mortgage, you're dealing directly with the owner, and there's no better way to get things done more quickly and economically than that. No middlemen, no information passed around. You're dealing with the top guy right from the start. Don't be confused. There's only one Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440. Funds currently available, but you must act now. stewartsamc.com, 324-4440.
Mom! If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be you. So why not say thank you for all she's done for you by taking her to the Mother's Day brunch at the Courses at Forest Park? We would need about 7 minutes to tell you about the fabulous menu, but since we have only 30 seconds, suffice to say it is delectably incredible. Reservations are highly recommended, so call 314-367-6648. Yes, your mom put up with a lot when you grew up. Show her you appreciate that by treating her to the Mother's Day brunch May 8th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Courses at Forest Park.
All veterans are invited to the Welcome Home Warrior Summit on May 13th and 14th at the St. Louis Community College Forest Park campus. This is a free event with many free services and activities, including food and beverages. The Navy Band will be performing, and there will be Navy dive and EOD robot demonstrations. Please join us on May 13th and 14th and share this information with every veteran. The VA Healthcare System, healthcare for heroes.
Your summer in St. Louis starts at the Muni. Worldwide Technology welcomes the Muni Spectacular 2016 season. The Wizard of Oz, 42nd Street, The Music Man, Young Frankenstein, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof, Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. Get the best seats today. Season ticket packages are available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Southwest Airlines is the official airline of the Muni.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find Superior Health with Superior Healthcare.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We have a couple of stores in the St. Louis area called Good Feet. They're all over the country. But we have one in Shiloh, Illinois, and one just west of 270 on Olive. And they say that pain relief starts at $69.95. Let me tell you something. It's a good client. I don't want to make them mad. But when anything says starting at, chances are you're not going to walk out of there for $69.95. You might, but most people end up needing more than just a single $69.95 arch support or insert. I was in there one day when there was a firefighter in there, and he put these inserts in. He walked around, and they told him what it would cost, and it was $300 or something for about three of these things, one for his fireman's boots and one for... And he said, I wouldn't care if it cost $1,000. He said, I can't believe... And he just kept walking around the store. Says, I cannot believe what a difference this makes in the way my feet feel when I... And he was a firefighter, so, you know, they carry a lot of stuff. You know those tests they have to take where they carry a dead body or something up the ladder? It was interesting watching his reaction. Now, I'll ask you where your pain is, and it may be in your feet, and it may not, but it could be because of the way you're walking or standing, and the relief could come in the form of one of these Good Feet inserts. My advice to you is, if you don't feel the relief right there in the store, if you can't tell a difference, you've lost 30, 40 minutes, and that's all. That's all. It's worth a try because it's a lot less expensive than painkillers for the rest of your life or surgery. And for many, many people, this has been the answer. The answer not just to foot pain, but other pain. Is simple inserts from the Good Feet store. on Olive Boulevard, west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from Friday's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. Or you can go online. You don't need an appointment, by the way. Just stop in. You can also check him out at goodfeedstlouis.com. And now, with his contribution to the Burke segment, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw yesterday...
All my trouble seems so far away.
Was Amtrak's 45th birthday. And this article was mentioning that. And then the article just goes on to what I've always thought for a long time is how our country can be so behind so many other countries in Europe when it comes to the rail system. It's just...
We need... Whatever happened to that magnetic... It, like, rides on air... You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
it's like an induction.
The loop, I think. It's supposed to be in California, I think. And I know Elon Musk was working on something, too. But this article goes just into the... And the answer, really, in this article just says... it's the numbers, money-wise. They said the only part of the country that even does rail... somewhat adequately is up in the Northeast, where you can, you know, take a train from D.C. to Boston, you know, anywhere up in that Northeast corridor. They seem to have it a lot better than we do, especially here in the Midwest. I know California has some rail that they're working on, but they said to upgrade, you know, to high-speed rail would be like $117 billion total. And then they said...
I've never been on a train.
Really?
No kidding?
I'm overdue for one because...
I got to do the Chicago thing or something just so I can say I was on a train.
Yes. Yeah, no, you definitely should.
I rode back from California when I was a kid on a train with my parents. That was fun. A Santa Fe, I remember.
But the problem with it is they listed a trip here. Like, if you want to go to Washington, D.C. from Pittsburgh, it would be 4 hours by car. Or 7 hours and 43 minutes by Amtrak, which is kind of a damper on it, you know. But, you know, it's a relaxing way to take the trip. But then when they say, you know, companies like Megabus can give you that same trip, you know, with the same amount of time, and they're only charging $10 or $15 a ticket, and Amtrak's, you know, fares, it says, start at $50.
So yeah, but people don't use the train the way you use, like in Chicago, the transit system or the Metrolink here. It's a special occasion trip or something. Right.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, over in Europe, they use it to go, they use it to go city to city, or country to country even. So they're just so far ahead of us.
Yeah, we're never to do that. And I've heard two different versions of what it's like to go on the train. All right, I've heard people go, "Oh, we took Amtrak," and then it was horrible. They said, and they said, "Click, click, click, click." You know, you can feel the. And then I've heard other people go, "Oh, it's fantastic." Now, which is it? I mean, is it the?
I think I would like it. I'm sure it depends on what kind of person you are, but the benefits of train over plane is you have power outlets for. They have Wi-Fi on trains. I think, you know, you can get, they have, you know, the cars where you can just go look at with, you know,
well,
some
you
have
relax.
The open ceiling.
You can,
yes.
You can actually stretch
it's more
out
of
relax.
A slow, yes, absolutely.
I got to tell you something. If I were going on a long trip and it was going to be plane or train, because the drive would be 4 days or something, I'm tempted sometime to try the train.
Yes. No, I definitely want to do a trip soon because it's been a very long time since I've taken the train. And
you can. What does a railroad car cost? There are people that own their own railroad car.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, just to buy, you know, just have it sit in their yard
like
or whatever.
Donald Trump type people. They have a car. I'm not kidding. They have a railroad car. And then when they want to go, they hook it up to the rest of the train and they go, okay, let's go to California or whatever.
Hey, your daughter lives in Kansas City. They have train service from here to Kansas City. You could do that one time.
Let me try that.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, Amtrak is 45. And then the last thing I have, I told Frank about an app before the show, and I took a video of myself.
Well, you got to put the app.
Actually,
they won't remember the letters. You got to put it on the Facebook.
Yes. Page. No, it's I took a video of it, an example video of what this app does with the character Ralph. Ralph is on there.
Give me the letters again. M.
Yes, and in the comment thread, I will put the name of the app. It's MSQRD. It's shortened for Masquerade.
Okay.
And essentially, it's an app. We talked a few months back about a face swap app that would, right. while you're doing live video and you have two people on the screen, it would switch their faces. And this app has that, but it has also a bunch of other masks you can put over your face.
I love this kind of stuff.
And it'll move while you're talking. So a little demonstration is on our Facebook page, and in the comments I will put the name of the app. So
okay.
If anybody wants to check that out.
Great.
That's all I have.
All right, let's shut it down. And now I'd like to make a quick comment, if I could, about this. All of this ridiculous discussion and arguing about bathrooms. I don't know what happened or how or when this happened. Thank you, Caitlyn Jenner, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, you got celebrities now who say that in the states where they won't allow the transgender people to go in the opposite bathroom, in other words, the penis people to go in the non-penis bathroom, if you don't allow it, we're canceling our show.
Well, they've done that. Ringo Starr.
Well, I say good riddance, cancel it.
And who else?
Pearl Jam did it.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, but Ringo Starr.
We got to stop knuckling under to every little threat. I mean, come on. Here, it's just simple. I say actually change the symbols on the door. You know, like now it'll say it's that little symbol of a guy with his arms down, mm-hmm. and then the one with the little skirt for the woman. I say you put a P for penis, and on the other one you put a P with a slash through it. No penis.
Or a V.
Or V.
Yeah.
Vagina. You go in here. P, this is your bathroom. I'm not kidding.
This
is the most... Thank you, Paul. Paul Harris is right.
Well, now the issue, I've seen this pop up, too, a couple times now. You have guys going in there strictly just to mess with the policy and to cause a big disturbance and make a news story is, yeah.
It's like the little girl who is encouraged by her parents, well, we're going to get a lawyer, and by golly, you are joining the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Screw those people. And this is the thing. I've never hung out in women's restrooms, but I've seen movies and TV shows, and I think they're pretty accurate. When women go to the bathroom, you know, I heard the argument, well, what difference does it make? You're in a stall. Now, they spend a lot of time at the mirror, and they also spend a lot of time adjusting things. They wear lots of underwear, and they tug, and they readjust, and they position. They don't want a guy walking in there, I don't care if he has a dress on or not, while they're trying to do whatever women do. I think that's the worst part. I think if a guy's in the bathroom and a woman comes in, I don't care. Who cares? But I don't think it's as easy the other way. I don't think it's as much of a non-event, because all we're doing is walking up to the porcelain thing, unzip, put away, wash your hands, leave. All right? If a woman came in, it wouldn't freak me out. But if I'm a woman, I don't want Caitlyn Jenner in my bathroom. Or I don't want somebody pretending to be transgender just so they can get off on their sick, weirdo, perverted whatever. Does that make sense?
Yes.
A P and a V. That's mm-hmm. what you do. This is so ridiculous to me.
Oh, it's insane to me.
You got governors now who are having to get up and make speeches. Well, our state is not going to... Well, our state welcomes... And here, in USA Today this morning, there's a... and I've seen this on some bathrooms. And on the door, it shows the little man symbol with his arms down, woman symbol with her little skirt on, and then the wheelchair symbol, and then under it says gender neutral restroom. Mm. So wheelchair people, penis people, vagina people, come on in. All of you. You're all welcome. Come on, let's all go together.
They've had family restrooms for a long time where you can go, like, yes. if you have your kids, a couple of kids with you.
That's for little kids.
Yeah, I know.
But that doesn't mean daddy can take little Archie into the women's restroom and change a diaper.
No.
No. Because little Archie isn't really aware yet of who's got what parts. It's no big deal. But what they're saying is that daddy could go do that in the women's restroom. I think it's stupid. And all these people like Ringo Starr, somebody should just tell them to go to hell, take your act somewhere else. This state's not going to collapse if you don't do your concert here. And if everybody would do that, It'd be the end of this crap.
And was it Brian? Who was it? Brian Adams or somebody else that did that too? And they said they weren't going to play in Carolina.
Well, then don't
South
play.
Carolina. I know, but what they do, I don't think
we're going to let Bono and all these people tell us what to do.
I don't think what these stars thought what they were doing. Like Ringo Starr, he goes in and he says, "We're not playing." But you have all these people that are your fans that you are. You're screwing over. They bought tickets to come and see your show and everything.
Yeah.
And you're saying because of what the government says in your state that you're not coming to play.
The political statement that they have to make is more important than their fans. And by the way, none of these people use the public restroom anyway. They got a motorhome or some big RV thing or a private jet. They don't go to those restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So that's what I suggest. The P and the V.
I saw a thing on Facebook. It says, "Why can't we just potty like it's 1999?
Oh, that's good. That's very good. I like that. Man, there are certain things we need to get back to. We don't need to get back to the way we treated the black people in the 60s. We don't need that. But aside from that, and I'm not kidding, take that out of the equation. Boy, if people could go back and just look at what families were like in the 50s and the 60s. I know we didn't have cell phones, but we didn't know we didn't have them because they didn't exist. You ever think about that? Do you ever think about what did we do before there were cell phones?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to even realize you could get business done, that you could work with a client on a regular phone in an office and not have to be talking while you're walking across the street. It was just, and everybody kind of got by, you know?
And we really didn't have pagers till the 90s, right? Late 80s, early 90s?
I love the cell phone thing. I like the internet. I like all that stuff. I think it's all great. But it just seems to me people were happier, and they, I don't know. And I just, families had dinner at the table, and we all watched the same TV and the same shows. And I'm not saying we have to do all that, but except for the racial stuff, it just seems there was so much that was so much better. And the best thing of all, of course, was everybody listened to the radio. No,
yes,
iPods. You had to listen to what we do or somebody else does like this on the air, and everybody watch TV, listen to the radio. So that's my 2 cents. Window World. I want to read you an email. It's over here. Got it. It starts, "Hello, Frank." That's unusual. Usually it's "Dear Frank" or just "Frank." This is, "Hello, Frank. This is another testimony on Window World. I used them 2 years ago at my office to install the $189 windows. Everything you said was true. Today, I had them at my house to install all new windows, and I did move a couple of grades up and couldn't be happy." What he means by that is there's a $189 window, but then they have some upgrades if you want thermal, whatever, protection. They got all that. Says, "I couldn't be happier. Service was great, and the installers did an outstanding job. Thank you, and thanks to Window World. And oh yes, I'm aiming the PM. Rob," I don't do last names, "but Rob, thank you. What a great testimonial for Window World. Here's a guy who put the windows in his business, liked it so much, you put him in his home. So it's up to you. You want to pay a whole lot more for a window that won't do any more than what Window World windows do, and that's keep the hot air in the summer outside and the cold air outside, and the cool air in that your air conditioning is trying to provide, but it makes it a whole lot harder for it when heat is coming in around the windows. Window World, we're still stuck at our totals, by the way, for the Window World trivia night. We'll talk about that later. If you want to know more, I have a phone number. I happen to have it. Hang on.
Easy.
Careful.
I don't have it. I had it. I don't have it. I'll get it for you. You do this, windtheworldst.louis.com.
Time for another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got a new accident. Now it's on westbound 5564. It's actually right at the Poplar Street Bridge, and they had three right lanes blocked. And then also eastbound on the Poplar, you've got the left lane blocked. Now, it looks like we're backed up to about 4th Street going westbound, eastbound. We're already heavy now from, we're already west of Jefferson. Now, if you're coming in on eastbound Highway 44, things are running slow from Grand up through Highway 55. We have westbound 40 drivers also slowing now, just a little bit west of the Science Center out through McCausland, but we're heavy from McKnight out through Highway 270. And then they were working with this accident on the ramp from Telegraph, or should I say the ramp from westbound 255 at Telegraph, and that had the right lane northbound Telegraph blocked. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for X-Track, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the X-Track treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with X-Track. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. X-Track uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live X-Track clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at